Yud Tes Tammuz, Thursday the 27th of June, Rabbi Avrom Heckscher, Kaddish Yosem.
The title of today's year is Kaddish Yosem, but before we get to Kaddish Yosem, I want to just speak a little bit about Kaddish as we know it, and then perhaps we can understand a bit more about Kaddish Yosem, why we're perhaps saying Kaddish for a, why an Avos says Kaddish for his father or his mother which is deceased. The Kaddish, you look at the whole Gemara, Shas Bavli Yishalmi, you won't find the Mekor for this din of Kaddish, this Amir of Kaddish. The only thing you'll find is the Gemara beginning of Brachos, which talks about Yehi Shemei Rabba. We know it goes back very early in history. We know the Medrash that when Yaakov Avinu, Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Saketz, V'nistam O'enov, he V'nistalka V'menu Shechina, he couldn't tell his children, the Shivtei Kor before his Ptiri, he couldn't tell them when the Gilui Ketz will be. Is he was worried that perhaps there was one of them who wasn't worried like that. They said to me, don't need to worry, Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikinu Hashem Echad. Just like you, Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, you don't need to worry, Hashem Aleikinu Hashem Echad, we're all Beseder. So they said that Yaakov Avinu answered, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Leilam Vayadu, which Baruch Shem and Yehi Shmei Rabba is be'etzem the same tefillah, Mila V'mila Kimat. So we know that the Yehi Shmei Rabba goes back a long way. We know the Gemara beginning of Brachos, the story with the Tanu of Yosi went into the Chuva, and Eliyahu HaNavi came to him, and Eliyahu HaNavi said, you should know whenever Klal Yisrael say Yehi Shmei Rabba, the Rebbeinu Shalom is mamish mishtekik to bring the Gola. Al-Kaponim, Yehi Shmei Rabba has a Mekor in very old Mekor back to the Gemara and even before. But Kaddish, the Nusach of Kaddish that we have it, is hard to find. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says that the Nusach of Kaddish that we have it, was a Takona of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, after the Chuvin Bayis Rishon, after the Goyim were Machvev the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, then Chazal came along and were Misakin a Tefillah Yiskadal Yiskadal Shmei Rabba. They were Mispalel that the now there was a Gvald Gechilol Hashem, the Chuvin Beis Hamikdash, is Yiskadal Yiskadal Shmei Rabba. They were Mispalel that the shame of Hashem should be Nocham Al Yiskadal Nocham Al Yiskadal. So the Nusach that we have it, he says, comes was Takon of Anshei Knesset HaGdoila after the Chuvin Bayis Rishon. When a person says Kaddish, even though it's Tagon of Chazal, it's not the Raisa. However, the Yavitz in the Siddur says, important to know, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Niktashti V'seich Bnei Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Says the Yavitz, when a person says Kaddish, he's be'etzem being Mekayim a mitzvah of Raisa of Yiskadal. When he says Yiskadal Yiskadish, he's being Mekayim the mitzvah of Niktashti V'seich Bnei Yisrael. Obviously, it's only if a person thinks about it, he's not just rattling off, he knows what he's saying, and he appreciates what he's saying, and he's Mechavan, then it's not Stam a big result. It's a tefillah, it's a like we say, that's only if you say it properly. And if you listen to it properly, as most certainly, of course we know that the shul b'chlal is not a place for shmoozing, but b'fat shteit in poskim, chutz mechazaras hashatz, there's another time when we have to be moedik makbid not to speak, sicha schulin, and that is in the middle of Kaddish. Kaddish is a time when a person has to be still and he has to listen carefully. In fact, you see the Choyma Adova of Kaddish, the Gemara in Brachos says if someone's standing in the middle, he's holding in the middle of Shemayin Esra, right? I'm holding in the middle of Chesav Baruch Aleinu, and the Tzibah is already up to Kedusha. Is I'm not allowed to answer Kedusha. Even though Kedusha is Mamish, Kesi Yitnu Lecha, Kedusha is Nekaddish, Yishimach Ba'olim, Kshem Shemagdishim Yisrael, you're not allowed to be Mamsik. Ask the Gemara Shaila, but say that that's by Kedusha. What happens if they're up to Omein Yehishmer Abba? Can you be Mamsik for Yehishmer Abba? The Gemara says you can, and Lemaisa Lahalach, we don't maskin like that, we paskin that you not mafsik in the middle of Shemayin Esra. What we see from the Gemara has already established that you can't stop for Kedusha, and after became the Gemara comes with the Shaila, what about stopping for Yehi Shmei Rabba? And the Amor in the Gemara Taka says, you are mafsik, we don't paskin like that. But Koponim says, Morgan Avon, we see from there how Gavaldik this tefillah of Yehi Shmei Rabba is, that the Gemara holds that it's more halig, more Kaddish, it's the biggest shvach to the Rein Shlul, more than Kedusha. Even though by Kedusha we say Kshem Shmagdishim Ma'isa B'Shmei Marim, Mamma Shmei Mekad Hashem Shemayim like Malachim, or saying Yehi Shmei Rabba is even greater. As a Melech, most certainly it's not a time to shmooze, it's not a time to be mafsik. The Chavetz Chaim, we know as a halacha sefer Mishneh Berurah, it's not his derech to bring stories. Very rarely in Mishneh Berurah do you find stories. The beginning of Hilchos Kaddish, you find the Mishneh Berurah brings Mamma three stories, one after the other. Mamma Shalei Kedarki Shalach Chavetz Chaim. Three stories about the Choyma Adova, about the severity of someone who speaks during Kaddish. Whether it's the story of which he brings from Sefer Hasidim, about someone who came after his Petira, he came back and someone saw him in his dream, his mamish ponim moirikos, Gefelicha, his green face, Gefelicha, Yisurim he had in Gehenna. He asked him, what did he do so bad to deserve such a thing? He said, I spoke during Kaddish. Kedar Kaddish, I was Mezal the Meshach in Kaddish.
I'm the kind of person who is saying Kaddish, Yehesh Be'Rabbin. We might see you with that Yehesh Be'Rabbin, the same as the Shrif Sibur. Can we might see you with Kedusha, the Moshel, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei still?
What do you mean? If I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, should I be Mafsik?
No, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the Shrif Sibur, can we might see you with Kedusha?
Right.
Can similarly, the person saying Kaddish...
Theoretically, if you stop and listen...
So?
If I'm Mechavan to be Yitz and he's Mechavan to be Yitz, then it would work, yeah. Question is if that in Mitzis that's the case. But Al-Gopani, we see from there the Chofetz Chaim brings a story. It's a Derechetz where the Derechetz Rabbo, all the priests came down with Choma met, whatever this means, but this is what it says with Choma met Elio, and he had thousands of camels which were loaded with Af V'Chema. Thousands of camels which were loaded with anger from the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Af V'Chema. So Choma said, so many thousands of camels loaded with Af V'Chema, who are these destined for? Who's going to get these? So he said, these are for the people who shmooze during Kaddish. HaKoponim, the Chofetz Chaim brings a story, and we say, he brings other stories, we see the Choma Adov are not to shmooze during Kaddish. B'fat, Ma'ovei Nirei Shmeirab, a person supposed to say it, Mamish like Yishud with Kavon. Coming to Yehi Shmeirab, we know that some people stop, some people say Yehi Shmeirab till La'olam L'ol Me'ol Mayo, some people then say Yisparach, and some people go weiter. What's the shaila? The shaila is as follows: the Rambam and the Tur, they say that you're supposed to just say Yehesh. Obviously, you say Amen. Amen, Yehesh Me'Abba are two different things. Amen, you're reinforcing, you're agreeing with what the Shliach Tzibur said. Yiskala, Yiskala, Shme'Abba. And then you're saying Yehesh Me'Abba Mevorach. Says the Rambam and the Tur, you only say till the words Almayah. Why do you only say the words till Almayah? Says the Rambam and the Tur that in this Tefillah of Yehesh Me'Abba, there's seven words and there's 28 letters. What's so important about having 7 words and 28 letters? If you look in the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz, there's also 7 words and 28 letters. And the pasuk, the introduction, Hakdama to Aseres Hadibus, by Yedabe Elokim Es Kol Advarim Ha'Elo Leimoy, also 7 words and 28 letters. I don't claim to be on the Madrega. I don't know what it means. Why there's a chashivas in such a thing? But Koponim, you see, there's a Moedika Akpoda. Everything is Oiske Chesh, Mamish to the letter, to the amount of letters. When it says that someone who says Omen Yehesh Me'Abba, it's not a Shutaf Le'Ubayni Shleilim, Be'Briya Sa'olam, or Be'Maimad Asinai, it's not Be'Mikra. There's Taka, a close connection between Briya Sa'olam and Aseres Adibus and Yehesh Me'Abba. Says the Rambam Torah, if you're going to say any more, then you've been Mekalkal. You're only supposed to say the 7 words, obviously like we said, Amen is not included. You're only supposed to say 7 words and 28 letters. The Avodah Madzan Mor, in Koheles, and perhaps this is Shtikel Havana, in Koheles, the beginning of Perek Gimel, we know, in the Lakol Zman V'Eis, it says, Eis L'Ledes, V'Eis L'Mos, all these, the 7 psukim, each one has 4 itim, Eis for this, V'Eis for that. So you've got 7 psukim, each of them, which have 4 itim, that makes the 28. What's the idea behind it? Every day, every 24 hours, is better than 4 chalokim. You've got the first half of the day till Chatzos, and then the afternoon from Chatzos till Nacht. Again, you've got in the night, you've got from the beginning of Nacht till Chatzos Alayla, and from Chatzos Alayla till Alayla Shachas. Every day, each of the 7 days of the week, is better than, is comprised of 4 chalokim. Is that the 28? In all Zmanim, we say Yiskala Yiskala Shmeyabo. Whether it's day, whether it's night, whether it's the first half, whether it's the last half, whether it's Monday or Tuesday, whether it's the Shabbos, 7 days a week, all 4 halakim of the day, Yehi Shmeyabo Mavar. Because perhaps that's the idea behind it, says Avudram, that we need 7 words and 28 letters. Al Kaponim, that's the Shittas Rambam and Tor. They say you're only supposed to say the word Almayah. We think, what's the difference? I do add on Yisparach, I don't add on Yisparach. It's a Gevaldik Kilkul according to the Rambam Torah if you add it on. You're only supposed to say till the word Almayah. The Beis Yosef, however, the Beis Yosef asked the Kasha from a Medrash, which we don't have time to go into. The Meila says the Mechaber that someone who only says the word till Almayah and he doesn't go weiter, toyim him. It's a mistake. You're supposed to go further. How far are you supposed to go is... The Magen Avraham learns B'das HaMechaber that you're supposed to say all the way from after L'Olam 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 you go right Yisparach V'Yishtabach all the way until Damion Ba'Olmo. Why? Because if you count the words from Yehi Shmeyahu until Damion Ba'Olmo, you've got 28 words. Until now we've been talking about 7 words and 28 letters. You've got the 28 words, If you go all the way through till Damion Balma, I don't know what you do with the seven. About Kopanim, the Mogen Avraham learns B'das HaMachabi, you go all the way through till Damion Balma. The Mogen Avraham himself, however, makes a pshar, and he says you're supposed to say till Aram Lolme El Maya, and then just say the word Yisparach. Once you say the word Yisparach, the rest of it, that's the Yotze Shtikel Das Rambam, the Das of Yisef. Oh, but the rest of it we can listen to the Chazan. When he says, Yishtabach Yisparach Yisparam. Al Koponim, that's where the three shittas come from. There's some people who say, just till Olam Lolme El Maya. That's the Rambam and the Torah, and that's how the Gaon Paskind. Some people just say till Olam Lolme El Maya. Some people say the all the way through till Damir and Ma'olmo, that's the Mechaba. Because then you've got the 28 words. And perhaps the more popular one, people just say, L'olam 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 yisparach. But Kupon, well, I just want to take out from here, obviously no one's going to change the minig, everyone does what they've done till now. Just to be misbehaving the shtickle, sometimes we think in davening, it makes such a big difference if I say azoy or I say azoy. Another moshel in Naseh Zmei Tshuva, v'chaim oleinu, some people are moshel, v'chaim tovim oleinu, what's wrong to add in another word, chaim tovim? There's different minogim. If the takana was to say chayim oleinu, the takpol, there should be 11 words there. If you just add in tovim, you might think you're making it better. That's me being mekalkal. Everything has a cheshbon, like we say, down to the amount of letters and the amount of words. What does it mean? Yehi shmei abba mevach. There's machleks and tosis at the beginning of bachus, whether it's one tefillah or two tefillahs. The more common pshat is yehi shmei abba. The great name of the Rebbeinu Shalom should be blessed. Mevach la'olam la'olam la'olmayo. Tosis brings another pshat, which just it's kedai to know that we know that the Shem Hashem calls man in Golus kiyod al keis ka. Until Mashiach comes, the Shem Hashem is only half yud kei. Is we mispalel Yehi Shemei that his name should become Rav, should become great again. The Shem yud kei should again become yud kei vav kei with bias goel. And then there's a second part of the tefillah of mevarach la'olam la'olam el mayal. Kaponim machlokes v'shenim, what exactly it means. Now that we've mentioned the machlokes about how far to say in Yehi Shemei Rabo, we know there's another machlokes about how far to say in Berichu. Some people just say, when the cousin says Shmei de Kudshah, some people say Berichu. And some say, people say Berichu Leila Mekol Bechasa. What does that come from? Again, it comes from machlokes showing him where to put the commas in. If you just say Leila Mekol Bechasa, above, more and above than all Bechasa Veshiyasa, it's Lechoy a bit chasa, a bit lacking. What's over and above Mekol Bechasa Veshiyasa? Is Mela the Ozoa says that we put the comma in the wrong place. He goes, Visada Visala Visala Shmei de Kudsho, the name of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Berichu Le'elo Mikol Bechasa, the Rebbeinu Shloilam should be gebenched to Berichu over and above Kol Bechasa Veshiyasa. But Mela he says, you can't just say Berichu, you're supposed to say Berichu Le'elo Mikol Bechasa. However, others learn, that's perhaps the more posh pshat, Shmei de Kudsho Berichu, like we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is now Aramaic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kudsho Berichu. So the comma is after Shmei de Kudsho Berichu, and you don't need to go right to Le'elo Mikol Bechasa. What does it mean, Le'elo? That's going back on everything we've said till now. The Rebbeinu Shem is Yiskadol Yiskadash, Le'elo Mekol Bechasa Vishuasa. So Al Kaponim, that's where the two Minhagim come from. Some people just say Berichu, and some people say Berichu, Le'elo Mekol Bechasa Vishuasa. Everyone, like I say, should carry on doing what they've been doing till now. There's only one Hakpada. You don't say Berichu, Le'elo. If you either Berichu, or Berichu, Le'elo Mekol Bechasa Vishuasa. But just to say the words, Berichu, Le'elo, says the Mishnah Berurah is definitely wrong, because that's mashma, the Rebbeinu Shem is Berichu, he's gebenched le'ela above, in Shemayim. You know that's mashma, only in Shemayim and not down here. Is if you're going to say Berichu, you have to say, if you're going to say Berichu le'ela, you have to say le'ela mekol b'chasa v'shiyasa. Al Kaponim, now that we understand a bit about Kaddish, Chashivas Hadova, and the Poshav Shat, I want to talk a bit about Kaddish Yosem. We know that when it comes to Kaddish Yosem, it's a gewaldige ilui neshama for the mason Shemayim when his son says Kaddish. It's not a derais, it's not a drabon, it's a minig ba'alma of its gomakoyas and medoshim. And interesting to note in last week's pasha, Vilam Arasha was mispalel Thomas Nafshi Moisi Shoim. Thomas Nafshi Moisi Shoim, who's mispalel, even though he's a tremendous Rasha, I want to die, Thomas Nafshi Moisi Shoim, I want to die like a yid. What's the episode of Vilam Arasha wants to die like a yid? His whole life he lives like a Vilam Arasha, but dying he wants to die like a yid. So we show him where they speak about it, but I saw pshat from Rabbi Tzalel, who's the brother of the Maral Miprag, Chavus of the Ramah, he says like this, Bilam knew that there's two ways a person can get into Gan Eden. Either he lives his life like he's supposed to, or by his son saying Kaddish Yosem, his son being Kaddish Yem Shemaim, that's also an Ilu Neshama. Bilam Barasha didn't want to live like Yid. He wanted to live like a Bilam, but he wanted to get to Gan Eden. How am I going to get to Gan Eden? I'll just make sure my son say Kaddish. Is Thomas Nafshi, my soul should die, Mois Yishoim. Yishoim is Rosh HaTevis, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. By my my Misa, I want my son to say Kaddish Yosem, everyone should say Heishmei Abim Vavach, and that way, perhaps I can creak in the back door to Gehenim, to Gan Eden, not out of Gehenim into Gan Eden. Is Mamela, Bilam Rashi, he says with Bitzalo, is Mispelel, Thomas Nafshi Mishoim, by my Misa, I want everyone to say Heishmei Abim Vavach, and that way I can get into Gan Eden. Or Mikan Zogu Bitzalo, Mikan Remez, the Kaddish Yosem in Atoya. Is Mamela, obviously that's not the way we're supposed to go about it. The Chofetz Chaim says, that Chofetz Chaim told someone, after someone's nifter, his son says, learns Mishnayos Leilu Nishmosei, he says Kaddish Leilu Nishmosei, he says that's all afterwards. Oh, but don't live your life like a Russian and bank on getting into Gan Eden, but my son's going to learn Mishnayos for me. Now you're still here, learn Mishnayos yourself. You Mekaddish Shem Shemayim yourself. Don't be so important to rely on the fact that your son's going to say he's Chedal his Kaddish, he's going to learn Mishnayos. Al Gabonim, that's what Bilam Rosh wanted to do. He wanted to live like a Bilam Rosh and get in through the back door. Al Gabonim, we know it's a Gevaldig Ilay Neshama, not only to get the father out of Gehenim, but also we know a son says Kaddish even on Shabbos, even though Gehenim is not Sholet on Shabbos and Yom Tov Nosh Chodesh, we still say Kaddish on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? It's not the Arizal, because it's not just believing him of the Yisurim of Gehenim, it's also, even if he's in Gan Eden, it's Ilay Neshama, and that's why even on the Yav side, many years after his Petira, even though he's ready, if he was in Gehenim, he's long out of there. However, on the Yav side, there's a special... It's a special time to be Malis Neshama to even high Madrigas in Gan Eden, and that's why we say Kaddish Yosem on the Yotzeit also. The Rambam brings down the Medrash, and it's in the Rishonim. It's a long story, we've got no time to say the old story, but B'kitzer, we know the story, the Rebbe Akiva, he met someone, his mom is schlepping a ton of wood, and he said, and he was running, and he said, "Hi, Tochim, tell me who's your master? If he's treating you like this, are you an Eved?" And the person said, "Leave me alone. I can't stop and talk, otherwise the people who are mamuna on me will have galdigatinus on me." And Kiva says, "I want to help you. It's a lo yitochan that someone treats his eved like this." In the end, the guy gave in and he told the Kiva, "Be'etzim, I was nifta long ago. Oh, but every day I have galdig yisurim in Gehenim. Every day I have to go and collect wood, and with this wood they make a fire, and I'm thrown in the fire, and I have galdig yisurim every day." So the Kiva, "What did you do so bad? You deserve such a punishment." He said, "I was a tax collector. And I was easy on the Ashirim, and I went hard on the Aniyim. As Mele, that's the Gevaldiga Yisurim I have." Rebekiva had Rahmanas. Rebekiva said, "Tell me, what can we do to get you out of this mess?" He said, "I heard in Shemayim, there's no way I can get out except if my son says Kaddish Yosem." He says, "You've got a son." He said, "I never had children. When I died, my wife was a Muberes, she was pregnant." He said, tell me your name, tell me the name of your wife." In the end, he got it out of him. "My name's Akiva, my wife's name is Sern, so I lived in Lutkia." Rebekiva went to the town and he said, "Anyone know this fellow? Oh, Yimach Shemai V'zichro, he was a tax collector. What's with his wife? Yimach Shemai V'zichro, she was no better. What's with the son? She was Muveres. Yeah, they had a son. He was never even had a bismillah garnished." Rebekiva tracked him down. Rebekiva sat down. He learned with him the Aleph Beis. He learned with him till he could say Kaddish Yosem. Al Kalpanim, different Nuschois, Nushenim, how far the story went. If he learned with him Vaitab, Al Kalpanim, Luchal HaPochas, he learned with him Kaddish Yosem. The son went to the front of Shul, he said, "He's Kaddish, he's Kaddish Shmei Rabo." And the father came back to Bekiva in a dream, he said, Ashrecho, you will matzal me from the Oynish from Yisurim. This can move the mice which is brought down in the Oizrua, in the Rishonim, in Medroshim. Al Kalpanim, here's one of the earliest Mekoros that saying Kaddish Yosem is Male, helps to get the father or the mother out of Yisur again. Is Al Kalpanim? We know there's different minhagim when it comes to Kaddish Yosem. Sometimes, obviously, every Yosem wants to say Kaddish. It's a tremendous ilu neshama. But on the other hand, there's perhaps more avelim than our Kaddishim. The question is what to do. We know in some shuls there's only one who says at a time, one oval says at a time. In other shuls, perhaps more popular, a lot of avelim say together. What's the idea behind it? L'chayim isvah, you would have thought that what's wrong? Tovim, harabim, ha'isim, ben ha'mitzvah, ben yochet, she'isis ha'mitzvah, harabim who are doing mitzvahs, even got more chashivas, why shouldn't they say it all together? It's a good time now. On the other hand, there's a moedik ha'arichis in all the poskim, the Friedrich poskim, who has kedima when it comes to Kaddish. In the same way that when it comes to aliyah l'toyah, if you've got one aliyah, and you have a chayis, aviyah ben, and you've got a chosna ba'mitzvah, and you've got an oifuf, there's din kedima. Who's got kedima to get the aliyah? The poskim talk about it with regard to Kaddish also. Who's got a din kedima? Is it the one with the yard site? Is it the one with the shloshim? Is it the one for a brother, for a father? So you see from here, klar, that the poskim understood that only one oval can say Kaddish at a time. If everyone could say together, what's the big arichas? Who's got kedima? What do you mean, who's got kedima? Everyone should say it together. So you see in the poskim, they understood that only one can say at a time. No, they're talking about Kaddish. They were talking about Kaddish. And the Yavetz Taka says, the Yavetz in his Siddur, if you look in his, where he talks about Kaddish, he said, even though all the poskim speak about who's got Din Kadima B'Kaddish. I'm not going to talk about it B'Flal, because according to my opinion, it's a waste of time. What do you mean, who needs Din Kadima B'Kaddish? Let everyone say it together. That's what the Yavis Taka said. I can't see any reason why not, they shouldn't say it all together. The Chasam Seif, however, he comes to be Miyashiv the Minig. Miyashiv, the Poskim who say Din Kadima B'Kaddish. Why should it possibly be that only one should say it at a time? Says the Chasam Seif like this. What brings the Ilui Neshama to the father or the mother in Gan Eden? Is it the fact that the son stands and he says Kaddish? Or is it the fact that he's the one who caused the Tzibur to say Yehi Shmei Rabba? Perhaps, says the Chasam Sofer, the Ilui Neshama doesn't come from the fact that the Ovel goes to the father and he says Yiskadal Yiskadash. The Ilui Neshama comes from the fact that he's the one who causes a Gan Tzibur to say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevach. That's what brings the Ilui Neshama. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ibazoi, if I've got five Avelim, they're all saying Kaddish. I had four even without you. And you, the Doshan, if you came with the fifth oval, without you, they would have said the same Yehi Shmei Abba Mevarach. Why have you been Moisif? Have you been Moisif any more people to say Yehi Shmei Abba Mevarach? Absolutely not. So who says that causes an Ilui Neshama Bechlal for the father and mother in Gan Eden? The Yavetz, and that's the Pashtus Lechoya, understood that the Ilui Neshama comes from the fact that the son himself says Yiskadal Yiskadal Shmei Abba. Chasam Sofer says perhaps not. Chasam Sofer says the Ilui Neshama comes from the fact that I was Goyim that the Tzibur should say Yehi Shmei Abba Mevarach. Mele the Chasam Sofer says they should say one at a time. There are people who ask, there's a different shuv in Chasam Sofer which was written many years later, where the Chasam Sofer was asked a shayla about someone who, a woman was niftan, she didn't have any children, and the husband employed someone, paid someone to say Kaddish, and the other Avelim weren't happy about it. Who says, he's only a Seichi, he's not really a Yosem, we're Yosem, and we should say Kaddish. And the Chasam Sofer there says in the Tshuva, he says, I don't understand, let everyone say it together, or Mavaka. What's the problem? They should all say it together. There seems to be a Lechoyer Shtikilis Tiri in the Chasam Sofer. In one Shuvah he says that only one says, because the Ike Ilu Neshama is from the Yehi Shmei Rabba. And the other Shuvah he says, in my Beis HaMedrash, when it comes to Kaddish Rabbanon, they all say it together. The Choshkev Shat is that the Chasam Sofer, to be Miyash of the Stira, the Chasam Sofer there says clearly he was talking about Kaddish Rabbanon. For some reason he had by Kaddish Rabbanon, Al Yisrael Rabbanon, that they could say together. When it came to Kaddish Yosem, he said they should say one at a time. But I'll go upon him. Some shuls, what they do is only one says at a time. When it comes to the last Kaddish, however, everyone says together. That doesn't seem to make sense b'chlal. If you're passing like the Ayvot, then everyone can say together. Chasam Sofer says everyone should say individually. Where does it come from? There's a chiluk. It comes from the time of Kivayga. Some people say, I've heard before, it comes from the time of the war, and after the war there's lots of Yisraim. It's got nothing to do with the war. It came a long time before the war. Time of Kivayga. In Shnas Tov Kuf Tzadig Aleph, almost 200 years ago, there was a Magefa, there was a plague, and many, many people were Nifta. There was lots of Yisraimim. And there were lots of Tzibachan Yisraimim, and they all wanted to say Kaddish. Sedri B'Kveige, he wrote in his Takonis, he says, in Chodesh Av, Tovkuf Tzadik Aleph, here there was the plague, and there were lots of Avelim. I was Mesakin that for this one year, all the Avelim can say Kaddish together. Even though until now, Aminig was, everyone says one at a time, because there's so many Avelim, everyone wants to say Kaddish. B'Kveige says this for one year, till Av, Tov, Kuf, Tzadik, Beis, everyone can say together. After that year, says Rav Kegel, we're going to go back to the original minug, that only one person can say at a time. Zulosi, except b'chol yoim, pam achas. Dehainu tefillas kaddish, achat tefillas shachas. Except for the one kaddish, at the end of shachas, he says, that we're going to leave with this takana that everyone can say together. So it comes from the time of Kriega. I'm not sure exactly what Kriega was thinking, the Pshar, and that's where it comes from. He was Mustafa, and just for that one year they can all say together, because there was a sudden increase in Avelim, in young Avelim. Al-Kabonim, afterwards he said they went back to the original minute that people said one at a time, and only the last Kaddish he said he left with the Takana, that they can say all together. That's where that comes from. Lemais, like we say, the dinner, obviously, is different in Hogim. And no one's going to change their meaning. A person just has to appreciate that he has to be mechaber the meaning of the shul. If he comes from a shul where the meaning is to say all together, and he goes to a shul where they say one at a time, obviously he has to be mechaber the meaning of the shul. Every meaning has its mekoyos, and he's not allowed to chaber kaddish. The Chasam Sofer even says, Chasam Sofer says, if someone kilu ganav se kaddish from someone else, there was an oven who was supposed to say kaddish, and I chabed the and I started to scholar this kaddish before him, it's not going to go to the Ilu Nisham of my parents, it's going to go to the Ilu Nisham of who it's supposed to be said for anyways. Anyway, you don't gain anything. As I take Chasam Sofer, it's mainly you don't gain anything anyway. Mainly everyone has to be chabed the meaning of the shul where they are, or while upon him, each meaning has its mekos. Just to finish off, the stam, a novel, sometimes it's hard for him to appreciate, hard for him to understand, he says that, I want to say kaddish, I want to have an Ilu Nisham of my parents, but I talk on that, that I'm only going to say one Kaddish, or there's so many Avedim I can't say Kaddish. Be'etzim, when Moshe brings life from Magnavon, be'etzim it's enough to say one Kaddish a day. Or L'chol HaYoyis, the one Kaddish by each Tefillah by Shachris. Avad, if you've got a reason to say more, but the first halacha, which the Mishnah brings in Hilchos Kaddish, and the other place can bring down, is that in the same way that we know by brachas, we memait for brachas, we don't make brachas she'ein etzuicha, Kaddish is such a heilige tefillah, such a shvach gadol v'noyah, like we saw before, even more than Kedusha, is mele, Kaddish is not something we should just be ma'ave stam, abi gezogt. Kaddish is such a heilige zach, that it's better to be memait b'kaddishim. It's better to reduce the amount of Kaddishim with Al-Kaponim, even though we don't reduce, and if there is only one of it, he says every Kaddish, but Al-Kaponim, when a person is misspoken, and he realizes, Be'etzim, one Kaddish is enough to, if it's said properly, to be Ma'alev the Nisham of his parents in Gan Eden. The Pchatzkel, in his Mechtovim, he says like this, Amir is Kaddish, beloi kavana karoi. If an oval says Kaddish without having the proper kavana, you should know Hanishama Shelemala Makpedisalze. He's saying as the ilu Nishama for his parent, but etzim it's the Nishama above is Makpedisalze. And then he adds in something which is very not typical of Chatzkel. I'll just read you the words. Kasheroisi Pam, like I myself once saw, a maise maize gilgul. There was a maise with a gilgul, Asha Gilgul Oma, the Gilgul announced, Ki hayoim loi hoya Kaddish kenog. The Kaddish wasn't said properly. It's very hard for a mace to be moichel. Al-Kaponim says, that's where he stops. He doesn't say what the story was. But Al-Kaponim, he says, a person, a Yosim, is saying Kaddish as an ilu nishama for his parents. If it's not said Kuroi, if it's not said with the Richtige Kavanis in the Richtige Oifen, then Hanashama Shelemala Makpedis al Zeh. The Kaddish Yosim finishes off with Yehesh Lama Rabbim in Shemaya and Oisi Shalom Bimoimov. The MS is, we call, when the Chazan says Chatzi Kaddish, we call it Chatzi Kaddish. Be'etzim, that's not Chatzi, or we call Chatzi Kaddish is really a Kaddish Sholim. Kaddish finishes with Damion Ba'olmo Vimu'amein. That's Be'etzim where Kaddish finishes. But it's got enough Gminis La'alocha. For example, the din to stand in Kaddish is only till Damion Ba'olmo. Someone who can't stand the old Kaddish can sit down after Damion Ba'olmo. The Ikak, but not to talk or not to fold your talis, whatever during Kaddish is till Damion Ba'olmo. Yehesh Lama Rabba and Oysa Sholem were later Hosafos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what's Yehesh Lama Rabba? Perhaps Bifad Ba'Avelim, and perhaps sometimes there's a Vikuach amongst Avelim. He wants to say Kaddish. We have to realize that the Ik is Yehesh Lama Rabba min Shemaya. That it shouldn't Chas V'Sholem be a Sibah for Machloik, but rather Yehesh Lama Rabba should be, the Rebbein Shem should help, it should be Goyim Sholem Ba'Olam. Nishna Adem Zot Aruch HaShulchan, we try and prevent machloikas, but sometimes there is already machloikas and we've got to get out of it. The Rebbeinu Shalom, there's always a machloikas between Eish and Maim. The Rebbeinu Shalom made Oise Shalom b'Moimov. The Rebbeinu Shalom made Shalom between the Eish and the Maim to make Shamayim. The fire and the water got together, like the Rishonim say, like Rashi says, to make Shamayim. Is even when there is a machloikas, the Rebbeinu Shalom puts them together, Oise Shalom b'Moimov. As we mispalel first, the Yeish Shalom Rabba, there should be Shalom, we should never get to machloikas. And Oise Shalom b'Moimov, Zol Da'ach HaShulchan, even if there is already a machloikas, the Rebbeinu Shem who made Shalom between Eish and Maim, he can help us get rid of our machloikas. His Mele has befat negeh ba'avedim, and sometimes there's vikuach, he wants Zekadish, he wants Zekadish. We have to remember, the Ikka Ilu Nishama comes from the fact there's no machloikas. If Yenim's going to say Kaddish, that's going to make sure there's no machloikas, that's an even bigger Ilu Nishama for both parties involved. Al-Kopanim, the Rebbeinu Shem should help us, we should all say Kaddish, Yiskalav, we should not only die, but also live with it. Our whole life should be Kiddush Shem Shemayim, everyone's life should be Yiskalav, Yiskalav, Shemay Rabbah, and the Rebbeinu Shem should help in the time of the Dreivach, in the time when we have to be Misakan the Chait of Sinas Chinom, we should not only be Avelim, but everyone, Yehesh Shalom Rabbah, and Oyeh Shalom, if there is already Machlekes, we should do Rebbeinu Shem should help the Huyas Shalom Aleinim Al-Kol Yisrael.